What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the VidBiz Podcast. My name is Mike Myers, and I'm super excited that you're here. And yet again, I've changed up the set. I was getting a little tired of the same old, same old. I decided that, you know, yes, while consistency is always a good thing, it's okay to switch things up constantly if you want, to kind of be inspired. So I want to apologize. I'm also standing, so that's weird. I've been sitting since up until this point. I'm kind of still trying to get used to this kind of standing thing. I don't know. Maybe I don't use a standing desk, but maybe I'll start after this. I don't know. Anyways, I digress. This is the VidBiz Podcast, and this is just a podcast for video business people. If you're starting a video business, if you have owned a video business for a long time, this is just me sharing my experiences, me sharing kind of my journey over the past 10 plus years of being a filmmaker, a wedding filmmaker, a commercial filmmaker, and a photographer. And so while this is called the VidBiz Podcast, it can be applied to many different areas and genres, whether you're just a creative person in general wanting to start a business. Hopefully I can, I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully we can just have a conversation. I really am encouraging here just at the beginning to connect with us on Facebook and on Instagram, but I've created a group on Facebook. If you go to vidbizpodcast.com, it'll take you to our landing page, and then you can jump over to Facebook from there, vidbizpodcast.com. And like I said, this is for creative people, and I'm just approaching it from a video standpoint, since that's what I've done for 10 years. Speaking of creativity, guess what we're going to talk about today? It's been a weird week, just in my brain. How many creative people say that? It's been a weird week in my brain, where it just hasn't felt like super creative. I feel like I'm doing a lot of admin work, what I would refer to as grunt work, boring work. Some people enjoy doing that, so in their case, it's not boring. But for me, as a creative person, I don't thrive there. And so it kind of got me thinking about the rhetorical question, I guess. It's not rhetorical, but that question being, what does it mean to be creative, or what is creativity? And I think a lot of us chalk it up to, especially if we're in the creative world, if we're a photographer, or we're a videographer, or a graphic designer, or an artist in some medium, or like even in music, we chalk it up to it's, you know, an original piece, born out of the depths of something unknown, within the ethereal of our soul, and it's an almost spiritual experience. Sometimes I think that's what we always kind of equate to the word creativity. And then when that creativity doesn't come, we very quickly get discouraged. Creative people are also typically emotional people, and so, or feelers. And so then if we don't have that epiphany, or, you know, this grandiose, you know, awakening of like this creative moment, this creative literature, this creative song, or, you know, whatever, this creative film that's completely original, then we beat ourselves up and we get discouraged. And then instead of digging deeper, we just walk away and I don't know. That's kind of how I feel like creative people, people who work in the creative world, they kind of, that's what they think creativity is. So when that doesn't happen, you know, we have this mini meltdown or this crisis within us, like, oh, what am I? Am I even an artist? Am I even creative? I suck. I'm the worst. And then compounded on top of that is our all-time favorite thing in the world, and that's social media. And we come across other creators, in my case, other filmmakers, who are just knocking it out of the park, just creating the coolest stuff. And you're like, why can't I do that? What's wrong with me? Why am I not thinking of those things first? Why am I not, you know, stepping it up? Why am I not raising the bar in my stuff? And we go into this vicious cycle of like, we go into panic mode where we feel like we have to change everything that we're doing. I got to completely change the way I edit, or I got to completely change the way I run my business, or I got to do this. And we go into panic mode and we go into responding, to something that I'm sure that same person that you're doing it to, like that you're, almost feeling threatened by, they're probably responding that same way to someone else. And it's a vicious cycle, and everyone's doing that to someone else. And there's no one. Isn't it crazy to think that there's no one that's like the greatest at anything? Because even if there's like somebody at the top of their game, there's probably somebody else that's better. They're just unknown. It's so bizarre to think about. And so that's where I find myself. And then I beat myself up. You're not creative, Mike. You're not this. If you do anything creative, you're just, you know, emulating or copying someone else, whatever they're doing. You don't actually ever come up with your own original ideas. And, you know, kind of spiral into thoughts. Maybe you shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe this isn't your calling. You know, those types of things. We've all had the thoughts. Admit it. I'm going to adjust my mic real quick. I'm going to raise it up a little bit. I feel like I'm leaning too much. Anyways. So we get stuck in this game. We get stuck in ruts. We all do it. None of us are like just sailing through our creative lives or our creative jobs, you know, unfazed by other people's doings, and we get stuck. And we play that comparison game, and I'm here to tell you today to just stop. What is that from? It's like Bob Newhart, and then I think SNL did it too. Just stop it. It's just that easy. Just stop it. Just stop it. But I can't. I struggle with this. Just stop it. I think that's my best advice that I can give today, is just stop. Stop comparing yourself to, you know, in my case. I'll just give you real life examples, and then you can take from that what you want. I'm a wedding filmmaker. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I'm in no way feel like I'm where I could or should be as far as weddings are concerned, as far as how much I'm charging, what, you know, I only do local weddings. I've only done a handful of destination weddings, and not that that's necessarily my desire. I think, well, why haven't people asked? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Vid Biz Podcast. My name is Mike Myers, and I'm super excited that you're here. And yet again, I've changed up the set. I was getting a little tired of the same old, same old. I decided that, you know, yes, while consistency is always a good thing, it's okay to switch things up constantly if you want, to kind of be inspired. So I won't apologize. I'm also standing, so that's weird. I've been sitting since up until this point. I'm kind of still trying to get used to this kind of standing thing. I don't know. Maybe I don't use a standing desk, but maybe I'll start after this. I don't know. Anyways, I digress. This is the Vid Biz Podcast, and this is just a podcast for video business people. If you're starting a video business, if you have owned a video business for a long time, this is just me sharing my experiences, me sharing kind of my journey over the past 10 plus years of being a filmmaker, a wedding filmmaker, a commercial filmmaker, and a photographer. And so while this is called the Vid Biz Podcast, it can be applied to many different areas and genres, whether you're just a creative person in general wanting to start a business. Hopefully I can, I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully we can just have a conversation. I really am encouraging here just at the beginning to connect with us on Facebook and on Instagram, but I've created a group on Facebook. If you go to vidbizpodcast.com, it'll take you to our landing page, and then you can jump over to Facebook from there, vidbizpodcast.com. And like I said, this is for creative people, and I'm just approaching it from a video standpoint, since that's what I've done for 10 years. Speaking of creativity, guess what we're going to talk about today? It's been a weird week, just in my brain. How many creative people say that? It's been a weird week in my brain, where it just hasn't felt like super creative. I feel like I'm doing a lot of admin work, what I would refer to as grunt work, boring work. Some people enjoy doing that, so in their case, it's not boring. But for me, as a creative person, I don't thrive there. And so it kind of got me thinking about the rhetorical question, I guess. It's not rhetorical, but that question being, what does it mean to be creative, or what is creativity? And I think a lot of us chalk it up to, especially if we're in the creative world, if we're a photographer or a videographer or a graphic designer or an artist in some medium, or like even in music, we chalk it up to it's, you know, an original piece, born out of the depths of something unknown, within the ethereal of our soul, and it's an almost spiritual experience. Sometimes I think that's what we always kind of equate to the word creativity. And then when that creativity doesn't come, we very quickly get discouraged. Creative people are also typically emotional people, and so, or feelers. And so then if we don't have that epiphany, or, you know, this grandiose, you know, awakening of like this creative moment, this creative literature, this creative song, or, you know, whatever, this creative film that's completely original, then we beat ourselves up and we get discouraged. And then instead of digging deeper We just walk away and we, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel like creative people, people who work in the creative world, they kind of, that's what they think creativity is. So when that doesn't happen, you know, we have this mini meltdown or this crisis within us, like, oh, what am I? Am I even an artist? Am I even creative? I suck. I'm the worst. And then compounded on top of that is our all-time favorite thing in the world, and that's social media. And we come across other creators, in my case, other filmmakers, who are just knocking it out of the park, just creating the coolest stuff. And you're like, why can't I do that? What's wrong with me? Why am I not thinking of those things first? Why am I not, you know, stepping it up? Why am I not raising the bar in my stuff? And we go into this vicious cycle of like, we go into panic mode where we feel like we have to change everything that we're doing. I gotta completely change the way I edit, or I gotta completely change the way I run my business, or I gotta do this. And we go into panic mode and we go into responding to something that I'm sure that same person that you're doing it to, like that you're almost feeling threatened by, they're probably responding that same way to someone else. And it's a vicious cycle, and everyone's doing that to someone else. And there's no one. Isn't it crazy to think that there's no one that's like the greatest at anything? Because even if there's like somebody at the top of their game, there's probably somebody else that's better. They're just unknown. It's so bizarre to think about. And so that's where I find myself. And then I beat myself up. You're not creative, Mike. You're not this. If you do anything creative, you're just, you know, emulating or copying someone else, whatever they're doing. You don't actually ever come up with your own original ideas. And, you know, kind of spiral into thoughts. Maybe you shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe this isn't your calling. You know, those types of things. We've all had the thoughts. Admit it. I'm going to adjust my mic real quick. I'm going to raise it up a little bit. I feel like I'm leaning too much. Anyways. So we get stuck in this game. We get stuck in ruts. We all do it. None of us are like just sailing through our creative lives or our creative jobs, you know, unfazed by other people's doings, and we get stuck. And we play that comparison game, and I'm here to tell you today to just stop. What is that from? It's like Bob Newhart, and then I think SNL did it too. Just stop it. It's just that easy. Just stop it. But I can't. I struggle with this. Just stop it. I think that's my best advice that I can give today, is just stop. Stop comparing yourself to, you know, in my case. I'll just give you real life examples, and then you can take from that what you want. I'm a wedding filmmaker. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I'm in no way feel like I'm where I could or should be as far as weddings are concerned, as far as how much I'm charging, what, you know, I only do local weddings. I've only done a handful of destination weddings, and not that that's necessarily my desire. I think, well, why haven't people asked me to, you know, go to Italy and shoot a wedding? Aside from the fact that I don't really want to. And I mean, I do. I would do it if somebody asked me, but it's not something that's like driving me and pushing me. So that's not part of my advertising and my marketing. And, you know, I have three kids and a wife at home. You know, they're not too keen on me flying halfway across the world. So it doesn't really make sense why I would question things like that. But I play the comparison game, like, well, that person's only has been a wedding videographer for like 4 years, and they're traveling the world and doing all these crazy things. And then I remind myself, oh, that person's single, they don't have kids, they're in their 20s, and that lifestyle is a lot more cohesive to where they are in life. But if you don't put all those pieces together and you don't remind yourself of those types of things, then you can play the comparison game and you can think, wow, I must suck because no one's ever asked me to go to Thailand and shoot a wedding. But then I realize, oh, I've never really actually tried to do that. So stop playing the comparison game. And if there's something that you want to go after, then go after it. If it's not that something that like is waking you up in the middle of the night, like I have to do that, then don't do it. And stop it. Stop playing the comparison game. I think the other thing that we do as creatives is when we first start out, we do it because we love it. And then we realize that we're pretty good at it. And then we realize people are starting to pay us for it. And then it becomes our job, and jobs suck. And then we start hating what we do. Not necessarily hating, but sometimes we start resenting. And sometimes we just are so done by the end of the day that that thing that we used to love to do as a hobby, that's now our job, we don't even want to think about it until we have to do it again at work tomorrow. And so I guess to that, I would say just try to make stuff that you do that you're not getting paid for, that's within your wheelhouse. So in my case, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a photographer. I try my best to take my camera home with me with my backpack and pull it out sometimes. Just take photos of my kids, take photos of landscape if I am driving early in the morning or something and see a beautiful sunrise, trying to stop and just take a photo. And yeah, I might put it on my Instagram, but it's not like I'm getting paid for it. It's something that I saw that was beautiful, something that caught my eye, and something that I just wanted to capture in the moment. And I think that's, we need to start doing that, whatever that is. I feel like, we do it in all of creative realms, especially as photographers and videographers. It's something super fun, and we buy our first camera, and then, you know, it's a whole snowball effect. People start paying us, and then it doesn't become fun anymore sometimes. So trying to just come up with things that you don't normally do, you know, whether that's, you know, doing like a spec ad, you know, just for your own amusement. You don't have to try to sell it to a company. You could use it as part of your portfolio if it's not like a copyrighted product or something, but or a trademarked product. But, you know, what, use your discretion. But, you know, I think you can just make something for fun if that's something out of your wheelhouse. If it's, you know, yeah, if it's something that you don't typically get paid for, do that. If it's something that you would like to get paid for sometime, that's why sometimes I'll pick up, I don't necessarily advertise myself as like a senior portrait photographer. I've only ever done like five, but it is fun sometimes to just step outside of that box and do something that I don't typically shoot. And, you know, working with models, I guess it's not really a model, but, working with like, you know, these teens that, you know, are excited to have their senior portraits done. They want to do something cool and fresh, and they want theirs to be unique. That's somewhere where I found, okay, well, I don't necessarily think I would like to do like 200 of these a year, like some photographers do, and that's their livelihood. But I think it's fun to kind of step out sometimes. And so, yeah, even if you do get paid to do something outside of what you do, just create stuff, make stuff that you don't typically do, And I think that keeps us on the track of like, you know, it keeps broadening our horizons and it keeps helping us think of things in new and unique ways. You know, if I'm shooting, you know, the majority of the content that I shoot is commercial, kind of, whether that's like an HR video or like an about us video, I call them culture videos. Whether that's that kind of video or like an actual commercial where we like script it out and storyboard it, you know, that's vastly different than shooting, you know, a 17-year-old senior in high school, you know. So I think it's constantly, you know, doing different things, stepping into different areas. It's okay to kind of experiment and to do different things. And I guess the last kind of thing that I would encourage people to do in creativity is when we're feeling stuck, we're feeling in a rut, we're kind of doing those things like expanding our horizons in the things that we do, maybe the services that we offer. We're seeing where we fit and where we thrive and stuff like that. If we've kind of hit the wall with all those things, the last thing as I kind of alluded to is like do something that you don't get paid for and that is just purely fun. So in my world, there would never be a potential or a possibility for me to get paid to paint or something like that. But that is something that might bring you joy. It doesn't bring me joy, so that's a bad example. But this podcast is a great example. I don't get paid to do it. It might potentially down the road offer some sort of incentive or, monetary gain. But that's not the goal. And the reason that I started the podcast was really because I have all these thoughts in my head that I'm always thinking. And I'm like, wow, it'd be cool to have a podcast. But, you know, there's no money in that. I can't like sell that. Like, that's not like, you know, whatever. And then I just kind of decided it doesn't matter because this is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy talking about these things. And it's just something that I can kind of mix up my week. I do it on Thursdays. I know that I do it on Thursdays. It's a thing that I can look forward to. It's a thing that I can think about, but I don't have to stress about it. And if I don't want to do it a week, now I don't know. I like the consistency, but if for 1 week I was like, you know what, I don't want to do a podcast, then it's okay. Cause no one's holding me accountable to that except for my assistant she does a lot of the behind the scenes, and she would be like, where's your podcast? And I'd be like, yeah, I didn't do it. And then I would get an F on my report card. it's something that I choose to do, something that I enjoy doing, something that is creative because I come up with the topics and I think about the things and I do the filming, and I, you know, do the quick edit that I need to do and export everything how it needs to be done. And it's creative and I like it, but it's not like, it doesn't like consume my thoughts like some work projects do and things like that. So I think that's something that's really valuable. Like I said, if painting is a thing that you know you'd never get paid to do, but you enjoy it and it gives you zen and inner peace when you do it, do it. I think we, as creatives, we hold ourselves to too high of a standard to be creative, to constantly come up with new, innovative things. Listen, it's 2022. And yes, people are innovating and people are doing new things, but we're so oversaturated and our brains are so overstimulated with TikTok and Instagram, and it's almost impossible for us to think like that we even have original ideas anymore, because everyone's just doing crazy new awesome things all the time, and we quickly get overwhelmed, so then we just go curl up in a fetal position in the corner and cry. But you know, that's you know, I think that we hold ourselves to too high of a standard, and that we just need to cut ourselves some slack. And anything can be creative. Anyone can be creative. Even if you're not into the arts and you're listening to this, you're a creative person. If you're an accountant, you're creative with, if you're my accountant, you're creative with how to, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm, I don't even know how, I'm so, I hate numbers so much that that's how much I can't even come up with an analogy. But, no, you're creative in the way that you work numbers, especially like during tax, like, oh, well, you can, you know, we could do this, and we can, you know, write this off. This is an exemption, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you can be an accountant and you're creative. You can be anything and you can be creative. I think we often use the word creativity and creative in a wrong context, where we say, you know, you have to be a painter or an artist of some sort or a photographer to be creative. But, and I think that's not news to us. That's an old, you know, thought, but I think for the people that are creative as far as in the arts and people that do this kind of business where quote unquote creativity is how we get paid, we need to cut ourselves some slack. We need to do a better job at just being okay with where we're at and not playing the comparison game. If you're having a hard time with that and you're having anxiety about that, just get off Instagram or TikTok. Stop looking at all of the cool competition, quote unquote competition, because no one's our competition really. Especially in this world, we're all doing the same thing. We're all making a living. And I say this time and time again, I have 4 close friends that live within probably a 20-mile radius that all do the exact same thing as me. And we all do it full time. And we all continue to pay our bills and feed our families and thrive, because there's no competition. Like, there's enough work for everyone. And I saw something on Instagram today, like, about, it was referring to, like, photographers specifically. Like, I see amazing photographers talk about how, this was the Instagram, like, this girl was saying, I see amazing photographers talk about how they are not booking very many clients, and that all comes down to the client experience, and how our clients experience us. And so if you need to think of creative things today, and you don't feel like you're getting enough work, it's probably not because you're not creative enough. It's maybe you're not being creative enough in how you engage your clients. And that kind of goes back to past podcasts of client experience and project management and those types of things. But yeah, be creative in your client experience. You know, whatever that looks like. I'll give you a quick insight. I think everyone, when you get to a certain level as far as business is concerned, I know I'm kind of all over the map, but these are just kind of the thoughts that are running through my head, and it comes all back to creativity. So I promise, stick with me. So people, when we get into these, like, we've kind of made it and we're doing this professionally, we're doing this full time, we think everything has to be so regimented and corporate-y. And yeah, systems are good. And I have a system for weddings. When we have an inquiry come in, you know, Laura Beth, who does administrative stuff for me, she sends off, you know, the brochure that says, this is our pricing. And then if the pricing looks good, they can kind of, you know, check off like, okay, this looks good. And then they can set up a phone call, to kind of chat with me and just, you know, talk further, and we can go from there. And in this particular wedding inquiry that came in this week, you know, they signed up for a time to talk April 4th. And today it's March 22nd or something. So that's a couple weeks out. And they do it through like Calendly. And so I actually am not even aware of like what dates were available to pick, but I just saw that it came in and they set it up for April 4th. And typically, you know, in a tradition, you know, in corporate, like, well, we got to follow the system. We got to, you know, do A and B, and then, you know, radio silence until April 4th. And we'll call them then. But I thought, you know what? You know, I want to keep the system in place, the process in place, but why don't I just shoot her a text, the bride, and say, hey, we got your inquiry. You know, we are available. I can't wait to chat April 4th. And then that kind of started a text thread like, yes, we are so excited. We love wedding video. It's at the top of our priority list. You shot our friend's wedding. And then I made the connection that like she's a singer and she was actually singing at that wedding. And I remembered that couple. And so we made that connection already just via text. Like, cool. That was me off the cuff saying, it's not something that I do typically with every client, but, just thought, you know what? April 4th is kind of far out a little bit. Just want to make sure that she's at ease. She knows we received that. And it's a personal text for me. I don't try to be like, hello, this is May Morning Studios. I'm like, hey, this is Mike Myers with May Morning Studios. Just saw that your inquiry came in. We're super excited. Making it personal and those types of things. So anyways, it all comes back to being creative. You never have to be doing the same thing over and over. Like this background that is always evolving and changing behind me. I don't know if I'll ever stick with something the same. Really, I just wanted to tell you, I was at Staples this week and this desk, the standing desk, was a like floor display and it's like $200 and it was on sale for like $20. And I was like, well, it would be stupid of me to not buy it. So I bought it. So I didn't really have an idea. But now it's my podcast desk, at least for this week. Anyways, so that's just what I have to say about that. that's all I got to say about that. No, that's creativity is a vague term. And we beat ourselves up because we're not creative enough. But if you don't feel like you're creative enough, draw inspiration from others. Do something creative, like do something that you don't normally do. And maybe get paid for it if you think you can do that. Or just do something that you know you're not going to get paid to do. And, you know, see where it takes you. I don't know where this podcast is going to go. I don't think you can charge people to listen to your podcast. But maybe someday it will somehow be connected to revenue, but that's not the ultimate goal. That would be a happy byproduct, I suppose. But anyways, be encouraged. You're doing awesome. You are wherever you are in the journey. You're starting a business, you've started a business, and you're, you know, people are paying you to do what you love to do. So don't stop loving what you do. Practice different mediums of what you do if you're able to and kind of experiment. But just remember that people like what you do enough to give you actual real dollars for it. So be encouraged. And yeah, I guess that's the end of today's podcast. I guess, like I said, this is the VidBiz podcast. You can find show notes and links to anything that talked about vidbizpodcast.com, and that will link you over to like my studio's website, but just in case you're kind of confused, but I figured might as well secure that domain, and it's a lot easier to remember. So vidbizpodcast.com and the VidBiz Podcast anywhere, Instagram, Facebook. Don't forget to join the community, and I guess that is all. I'll talk to you next week.